This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Charlie Pierce, Adam Felber, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Luke Burbank.
Thanks, Carl. In just a minute, Carl will channel more newsmaker in Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, this week the Christian Science Monitor revealed that an unlikely item is bringing Israelis and Palestinians one step closer to reconciliation. What?
This week. A couple weeks ago, there was this kind of animal that was bringing them together out on the out on the tundra there. There's an item that's bringing them close together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Here's a hint. Tahini might be the Gandhi of the 21st century.
It's a pita pockets sandwich.
Something you put in there. Sounds like
hummus.
Yes.
Okay.
Hummus, not Hamas. Hummus. Key distinction. It was revealed this week that some see the chickpea-based spread as, quote, a glimmer of hope for reconciliation between the Palestinians and their neighbors. This after some Israelis have been driving hours into Arab territory to a tiny town called Abu Ghosh to get the good stuff. Word is the dip is a lock to win the Nobel Peace Prize for food this year. The first Middle East winner since Reese's Pieces ended the peanut butter chocolate war of 1973.
Okay, Luke, what is in this hummus?
If it's like the hummus I know, chickpeas.
Yeah.
Garlic.
Yeah.
A little magic, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Just it seems unlikely that it's just chickpeas.
Are you saying that the hummus is juiced?
Well, they sound like everyone's pretty mellow.
Yeah, I know. Meanwhile, Palestine's new home run king emerges. It's amazing. He was just a scrawny guy last week, and now, he's...
I think Rox was thinking about a different herbal supplement.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Palestine's Grateful Dead emerge.
Charlie, this week the Chicago Tribune reported on the latest vehicle to tear up the drag racing circuit, a customized 1989 what?
Golf cart.
You're closer than you might think.
What's close to a golf cart?
What has the...
Gerald Ford until
golfers,
he died.
Yes.
What has the pickup of a golf cart?
Pickup of a golf cart?
You do got to take the baby seat out of the back because it creates a lot of drag.
What, a minivan of some sort of
That's
thing?
Exactly right, minivan.
You're kidding.
A Dodge minivan. Back in the late 80s, Chrysler was getting complaints that its minivans were gutless, so they added a turbocharged four-cylinder engine to some Dodge Caravans and Voyagers. Eventually, someone figured out that with a few simple modifications, these vans could be transformed into mean drag racing machines. Paul Smith's faux wood grain paneled minivan roars down the track at 106 miles per hour and trounces souped up Mustangs and Corvettes. He says that after races...
And when they slow it down, a giant Pampers blows out the back.
This story is pretty amazing.
It runs on juice boxes.
And broken dreams. He actually says it to the reporter in the Chicago Tribune that after races, dads will come up to him with like tears in their eyes, thanking him for making them feel like real men again.
Aww. And then there are massive 92-card pileups and suburban cul-de-sacs on the way home.
Except that's not a Garfield with suction paws on the back window. That's your actual cat.
Hey, little minivan, we're going to the Children's Museum. On icy mornings when I'm feeling my age, I'm protected and warm in my steel cage. For climate control, really powerful.
electronic theft.